Channel Radio. Okay, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. I hope that you can hear me out there. This is Who Cares Wins this afternoon. We are live with a few gremlins going on in the studio. I think this is the payback for me taking a week away in India and testing my patience. I came back very calm from India, and unfortunately there's been a few expletives already. So welcome to Who Cares Wins this afternoon. I'm very excited to be back. But before we go into much more detail, first of all, Sue Parker is with me in the studio. Welcome back, Sue Parker.
Hiya, it's good to be back, actually.
It's good, isn't it? We've had good fun.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be chatting to Sue, because some of you may remember when we started the show all those many, many years ago, Sue was one of our co-presenters, and then various things have taken her away from the studio. So she's back, and we're going to talk about what she's been up to in a moment. But before we go any further, let's talk to Jill Shaw Ruddock, who I've got on the line on the telephone. And Jill, hello, welcome. Thanks for calling into the studio, Jill. We've had some technical issues. I apologise for that delay. But Jill, we're going to have you on the show later on in the year to go in much more depth about some of the great work that you do. But one of the things I was keen on is to shout out today about the book that you've written that you are launching, called The Second Half of Your Life. Jill, tell our listeners a little bit about what the book is about, and how you came to write it and to have it out there.
So the book is really about the second half of your life, which is what the title is. It's about life for women after menopause and what happens to the female brain after menopause.
Yeah.
And it's all good news, because we end up losing some of the things that made us hyper-focus on the home, like estrogen and progesterone, and we all become testosterone dominant, which means that we really have a launch pad to do some of the things that we probably didn't have time to do or couldn't do in the first half of our life. And we all know what testosterone did for men in the first half of their lives. So it's called The Second Half of Your Life, and it's about really something that I call my five a day, which is the five things that I think people need to make sure that they live a successful second half of their life.
Right.
Would you like to know what they are?
Yes, please.
Okay, the first one is to have a passion. And passion are things that we do for ourselves. So whether it's reading all the books you wanted to read, or playing ping pong or tennis, or learning how to cook, passions are the things that we do for ourselves.
Yes.
Second thing is purpose, and everybody needs a purpose, and those are things that we do for other people. And it can be giving back to the community, or it could be looking after your own family, you know, like an elder relative or whatever, but you have to have a purpose.
Yeah.
The third thing is exercise, and that is almost like a 3-for-1 deal, because one, it keeps you strong.
It does.
Two is that it's been proven that it increases the synapses in your brain so that you continue to be able to think in a way that you did in the first half of your life.
Yeah,
the third thing is new research is coming out about dementia and Alzheimer's, that if you exercise, it can keep at bay some of these horrible diseases. So the third thing is exercise. The fourth thing is nutrition, to eat nutritionally, and that means just stay away from things that are wrapped in plastic. And the fifth thing is to stay connected to your friends, family, and community, because we all know that isolation is the cruelest thing that we can do to each other. So it's very important that you stay connected. So those are the basis for successful aging. And then the second half of the book is really some of the issues that we encounter in the second half of our life, like not enough money, or having to go back to work, or divorce and separation and dating again, and having to look your best without plastic surgery. How do we do that? And so that's the second half of the book. The first half of the book are really the five a day and what it means to grow older in today's society. And it's really a manual. It's something that women should keep by their bed and refer to probably daily.
That's brilliant. Now, Jill, how can people get hold of it? Because is it out today?
It's out on the 12th of March.
On the 12th.
And it's available at local bookstores and on Amazon.
Brilliant. So they can go into Amazon or go into their local, maybe Waterstones or anywhere,
and
just
Smith,
rock up there. Would it be under, say, the health and well-being aspect?
I would
category?
Think so.
Yeah?
I would think so.
And are you doing any book tours? Are you going around and signing, perhaps?
Right now, we're in London, but I would really, really love to come out to where you are.
Yes, down in Kent.
And do a book tour there. So
great.
Let me know. I'm always happy to come to Kent.
Well, if there's any listener out there who has connections with any booksellers or any events that they think, great, we could have this book, we could have this lovely lady down, then we need to get hold of, you need to let us know so we can get hold of Jill and we can maybe make that happen. That would be fantastic. I'll be first in the queue.
Thank you, Angela. That's fantastic.
Oh, Jill, it's been a delight. Again, apologies for our little gremlins. There's always, isn't there, things in life that test us, which I'm sure
is, you know,
for
what,
me
what, we,
to,
what we say is what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Well, it certainly does. And it's, again, it just sort of, maybe it was my encouragement to remember to stay in this nice, peaceful place that I've returned from India, and I just need to continue bringing that lovely peace and tranquility to everything that happens.
Yeah.
Jill, good luck
amazing.
With everything. So 12th
you.
Of March is the book. You heard it here. If anyone wants to go and look it up, because I'm sure they could pre-order if they were going to Amazon, could they? Probably pre-order.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just go on Amazon, do the second half of your life, and it releases, it tells you it releases on the 12th of March.
Brilliant. Well, Jill, I know that you and I are liaising about you going to come down so we can talk in much more depth in the studio about all the wonderful work that you do. So I hopefully between now and when we see each other, I'll have got the book and have read it and have mastered it and you can test me.
Fantastic. I won't need to test you. You seem like you're really together. So
thank you so much.
But I look forward to it, and thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, Jill. Take
bye,
care. Have
Angela.
A great day. Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was the wonderful Jill Shaw Ruddock. So you heard that, the second half of your life, brand new book coming out March 12th. Get it, go and order it, pre-order it. I love that. Five a day. And if you just, you only just joined us or partway through, her five a day were have a passion, mm-hmm. have a purpose, take good exercise, activity, which you know I always bang on about. Nutrition, so thinking about eating well. I love that when she said avoid anything wrapped in plastic. Yeah. And also connection. And that's, you know, stay connected with your family, your friends, your community, which, of course, as we know, Sue, that's why we set up Who Cares Wins.
Yes, exactly.
With myself and you and Jan, because yeah. that idea of our passions being, you know, connection and community and making sure that people get out of their houses, or if they can't, then they feel they've got an ability to connect through the medium of Who Cares Wins and our radio show.
Yes, they can contact us anytime.
Yeah, we've had Gwen, our wonderful, she is our VIP listener, the wonderful Gwen, that I know she's been on some of the other shows as well. Great stuff. And of course, everyone out there on Twitter land, if you tweet us, we connect with you and we chat with you. So just to remind you, if you've just joined in or you've just found out about Who Cares Wins radio show, where have you been? We are nearly 2 years old. Next week's going to be our birthday show. As long as technology works, and I shall bash that gremlin on its head in a minute. Actually, it does remind me slightly of the Gremlins film. It's I'm sure they're probably munching away somewhere. Someone's fed him after midnight.
I could do
they?
The voices.
Anyway, so yes, get back to some more important things. If you want to talk to me, you can. That part is working. So you can talk to me via Twitter. We are on @CaresWins. That's probably the best way to get hold of me, the quickest way I can see any information that you might want me to shout about. So if you've got any Who Cares Wins, health and well-being, events, information, books, as we just heard from Jill there, just general life tips that you want to share, you want to say hello and just join us in the studio between now and 1 o'clock, our crazy moments, you can let me know on Twitter. If you are concerned that I have maybe let the gremlins attack Jan and why is she not speaking? Jan is working. She's a busy lady. And so she is away today. Can't be with us in the studio. I know that she'll probably be listening back to find out how it went. So Jan, we're having fun. And we will have Jan in the studio next week. So fear not. But of course, I'm delighted to be joined by my wonderful previous co-presenter, Sue Parker. She's going to keep me controlled, I'm sure. Or not. We'll just laugh all the way through. If you want to also contact us, don't forget we do have the telephone. So if you want to ring Jill, we've just spoke to her on the phone and that we know works. So 01303 874 9898. Give us a call, and somehow I shall scramble and get there and we can have a chat on the phone. And you can be live and to the world. Promote your message. And of course, as always, you can email me, whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk, or you can go on Facebook. We have a Facebook page for Who Cares Wins Radio, and that is, of course, Who Cares Wins Radio Show. Just type it in Facebook, it will come up. If you haven't liked us, we would like a like. And you can also post a message on there for us and we'll pick it up throughout the show. Sue, we have spent a lot of time this morning. We've lost a bit of time. So I really want to dive straight in and just update our listeners. Now, you joined us when we originally had Who Cares Wins coming to be born.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Yes.
And you joined my crazy little world.
Yes. And never come out of it.
And I know that you then had to depart us for various reasons. Lots of things were going on with work as well as health issues. You needed to make sure you look after yourself. So we need to promote what we talk about, don't we?
Yes.
Now, I have returned from India, and I'll enough about that. I want to just highlight a few things. A big thank you to Abby Careford, Yoga with Abby. If you want to search, she has yogawithabby.co.uk. Go and have a look at her website. She does some marvellous classes here in the UK. Not at the moment, though, because she's still in India running the second yoga retreat. So I went on the first. Ooh. She's running another one when it starts next Wednesday. She's having a few days with family. But fantastic lady. She organised it. We went to Kerala, South India. Absolutely gorgeous place. Very magical, very healing. Lots of stuff. I was able to do my meditation every day. Meditation with the waves, with the sea. It was unbelievable. In fact, I was very sad to leave. I was very excited because I was going to see my hubby. But at the same time, I was pulled in two. Very, very sad to leave. But had a wonderful time. So a big thanks to Abby for organising it, for all the organisation, trying to manage 20 people that were coming out with all different needs and requests and queries and questions. So she did brilliantly. And of course, I don't know what it is, but I bumped into one of the people I was talking to who lives up in the Lake District. So of course, there was another passion of mine. So hi there to Kate. I know that she's safely home. Bless her. We moan about travelling, but we all landed in Gatwick. We've landed. We're back. We're home. Getting all our cases. Poor Kate. She had another flight yet till she got back home up in the Lake District. So, Kate, glad you're safe, and hopefully we'll see you again soon. And I'll talk a little bit more about it. But, Sue, you've been up to all sorts since you departed from us. Yes. And it's great that you can join us in the studio today.
It's lovely to be here.
Now, I know you've been on your travels as well, because just before Christmas
after Christmas, we went off to South Africa. To Johannesburg.
How was that?
Brilliant. Absolutely loved it. Yeah. Felt like I was going home.
Really?
Yeah. I do miss it now. You know, I want to go back, but I have a lot to do before.
Yes, you are a little busy bee, are you not? Now, just for our listeners' perspective, for those of who maybe are new listeners and maybe don't remember you.
Who are you?
Just highlight to people. Sue Parker, what do you do?
What do I do?
You help a lot of people out there. So what do you do? If people were interested in wanting to work with you, and I'm going to touch on some of the areas, but let's just go for the list first of all.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the main one is I am a professional artist.
Yes.
So we'll start with that.
Yes.
So,
great paintings. Great artwork.
I also draw in wood as well. I use pyrography pen. So I do a lot
pen?
Pyrography pen.
Okay.
I'm
looking at her in amazement.
Fire.
Okay, right. She's lost me already,
I burn things. Well, I burn drawings. I basically
into the wood.
Into the wood. Yes.
Wow.
Which is good fun.
Well, we're going to post. You've got a picture I've asked for you to post in a moment. Have a bit of a music break, maybe we'll post that so people can see it on Twitter. Fantastic. Little key rings that you're now doing.
I am, yes. And there'll be boxes, all sorts of things, really. I don't just paint.
No, but you do some fantastic. I've seen them at her house.
The tree.
Amazing paintings.
Made of gems.
Wolves. Oh, marvellous stuff. And also, so that's painting. So you are a professional qualified artist.
Yes, I am.
But also, as well as that, which takes you into the other work, because you do, you know, paintings for people, you do the key rings, you're doing some artwork, some craft work there with the wonderful wooden boxes. I have one of those as well.
I do portraits as well, drawn portraits.
And you do portraits, yes. So if anyone's interested, again,
children or dogs painted. Or cats or...
Yes.
Snakes, if they got them.
Snakes, alligators.
Anything, really.
Sheep. Hey, llamas or alpacas out the road there, or the huskies. They're not here today next door to us, unfortunately.
Oh,
the adopt a husky. Now, what's next on the list? Do you also offer? You do?
I'm also a psychic spiritual coach, so I actually help people develop their own psychic skills, and working with all sorts of different ways of doing it, which was, you know, medium. Ship itself,
yes.
Into spirit, but also working with tarot cards, oracle cards. We paint.
Wow.
And do readings from paintings, sand.
A painting they paint and you read from it, or
well, what you do is you have a piece of paper and you just splodge paints basically on one side of the paper. Then you fold it and then it comes out like the butterflies type thing we used to do. And then you do a reading from that.
What's you're picking up from that.
Yeah, and that's amazing. showing people if they have more visual skills actually.
Okay.
But then obviously we work on psychometry. It's really
psychometry
is all to do with holding something of someone's, like, it could be a ring, it can be a necklace, it's their belonging, that's part of them.
Okay.
And the medium or whoever who's learning their skills will hold on to that and see what they get from that. And it can also be visual, it could be they're being told. It all depends what your skill is.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, I am listening, Sue.
That's
I'm
right.
Not looking at you.
It's okay.
But I'm fiddling.
Okay, carry on.
Trying to see if I can get things to work. But can you work your magic powers on my computers here? Maybe?
Well, I'll ask.
Before I smash it into the ground.
No, that's not a good idea.
Moving on. What else? I've got on my list here that also totem.
Yes, I teach people about their totems.
Explain
and also
to our
understand
listeners
them.
What a totem is.
All right, a totem is a, it goes back to the Native American and actual tribal, not just Native Americans.
Okay.
That they believe that we were born with a power animal or animals with us.
Right.
And also.
Like as a protector?
As a protector, guardian, guide, teacher,
right.
The whole lot really. But also your totem that I teach is all about your personality. So what you learn about the animals and their weaknesses and strengths are actually yours.
Wow.
And they believe that there's about 9 we have. And as I say, they're part of you. And it's quite interesting when you go through it.
Yeah.
That you think, oh, that's why I'm like that and whatever.
Yeah, so you can see the linkage.
Yes,
right,
exactly. So really, learning your 9 totems is your personality and actually helps to learn a little bit more about yourself, really. But also you can ask that energy to come in to help you with certain things as well.
And I'm right in saying that if you then do that with a client, there is the opportunity for your client, if they wish, to have a painting.
Yes, I do paintings of your totem. Yes.
Fabulous.
And in a very much a totem pole style.
Great.
Because I haven't learned to carve yet, but that will be coming probably.
Yeah. Next on the list.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, since I've known you, Sue, you have been so busy with other things, but one of your passions, talking about that with Jill just now, is to have a passion, is writing.
Yes, it is. It's become a passion. I have been working on a book recently. I haven't got a title for it yet.
It will come.
It will, yeah. it's something that I started last year.
Right.
And it is going to be a children's book, but it's going to be... I suppose quite moralistic in some ways. It's about the animals and how we need to protect them. But it's about it's a story of two young girls who try and help this stag. So it's
fantastic.
All about, and it's also.
So is it a children's book? It will be aimed at children.
Yes,
to
it
read?
Will be. Yes.
Yeah. What sort of age range?
Oh, well, I'm thinking around about. I would say as young as 5, if possible, actually, and
right.
upwards.
Up to my age.
Up to your age,
21.
Yes. 20.
Okay. Why does she not believe me, listener?
because I know the truth. It's very important that for me to kind of re-educate people about our animals and how we treat them.
Yeah.
And a lot of our animals have prices on their heads, which, you know, is really disgusting.
Yes.
So that's why I started writing this book. But also it's the characters as well in the book. That they're like free spirits, all right? They do what they love doing. So there's a lot of things coming into it.
Yeah.
And then moving from that, I'll be writing this. I've already got an idea for another book. So
right.
But this is important to do this.
So another one we're going to have to be launching and talking about here on Who Cares Wins.
Yes, yes, yes. But I've got lots of illustrations to do as well.
Great. And then I've also got here, you also do a meditation group in Canterbury.
I do. I take meditation. That's been going on for quite a few years. And I'm hoping to teach more and more people how to meditate, and how to just let go.
Good. Which is part of you've got some clients you're working with where it's sort of element of, you should say, that spiritual coach. Really, you're looking at coaching skills, but also you're bringing in the spiritual side, an aspect that you have.
Well, it's working for the whole of you, mind, body and spirit.
Yeah.
It's important.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking because there's a man out in my studio, but I think I know him. And I must trust him because he's got a set of keys. So he's let himself in, so he must be trusted. It's all going on here, isn't it, today? Now, I think it's maybe time for a little bit of music while people absorb all of those fantastic skills that you do. But I'd like to come back because there's something that is going on this weekend. You're actually involved in a march, aren't you?
On Friday. Yes.
Which, again, is linked back to this animal theme.
Yes,
and also links in with your artwork, plus also your time in South Africa.
Yes.
And also Power Animal, if I remember rightly.
Yes.
So I'm going to try. Let's see if we can just have a bit of a music break, just so I can also have a few moments to see if I can get anything else working. And we'll be back. So bear with us, listener. Do tweet us. Say hello if you've got any queries or questions. Then on @CaresWins. And we will be back in a minute. I don't know if I feel better, but welcome back. It's Who Cares Wins on a Monday afternoon with me, Angela Breyer Stevenson, who is perhaps not so chilled out as she was when she arrived at the studio. I've had a few challenges set, but hey, we're here. We're on live. Do you know what? Sue and I will talk to you. The rest, let's just leave it. So Sue Parker is in the studio with me today. Jan Mulligan is away, busy working. She's a hard-working girl. And Sue Parker, you may remember, she joined us when we originally started Who Cares Wins show, back in the dark ages it was.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're only a mere whippersnapper, you little baby. Sue, we've been talking to Sue Parker, who is a very good friend of mine and also does some marvellous work, spiritual development. She does tarot card readings, she does totem poles. She will, not the pole itself, but she will actually
try
a totem. Now, one thing, you've been to South Africa, you had an amazing time there.
I did.
And obviously one of the things that's quite dear to your heart, I know that since we've met and we've become quite good friends about all some of the sort of passions in your life.
Yes.
And it is the white lion.
It is the white lion, yes. All lions, really.
All lions. And of course, all animals. Yes. And interestingly, you mentioned that just before our music break there, you mentioned the aspect of animals and sort of getting in touch with our own maybe power animals in that world, but also just how there's a linkage between animals and maybe with the sort of atrocities that are going on around the globe with animals. And in India, interestingly, where I was, there were lots of stray animals, stray dogs, in India where I was staying, but I've never seen such healthy dogs. And actually we saw at one point there were about three or four people who had like a, t-shirts with Dogs Trust or something. So there's obviously these volunteers, you're going out they go around and they net the dogs and they give them their rabies jabs. They have flea collars. So, to be honest, some of them looked healthier than some people I've seen in England who actually own a dog and supposedly look after it.
Yeah, I bet.
And it was adorable, actually, because we had a few days of rest towards the end of the week where we were able just to do our own thing. So my colleague and I, Lindsay, we actually just went and sat on the beach and we had these dogs and they would just come up and lay under our loungers and just stay with us. It was just beautiful.
It is.
Now, the lion and the white lion particularly, that's something dear to your heart. And you're off to do a little march protest on Friday.
Well, actually, it stems back from last year. I went to my very first one last year, around this time, actually.
Right.
And we did march. There was about seven different groups.
Wow.
And we all kind of got together at Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
That's where we joined each other. And we had speakers, Jerome Flynn, one of the famous actors that we know.
Wow.
He did a brilliant speech, and he does a lot for...
Does he?
He does. Another speakers, and in fact, we've got more speakers come in on Friday.
Brilliant.
I'm not familiar with them. I'm sure I'll get to
you. Will be after Friday, perhaps. So what's Friday in aid of?
So it's giving the awareness of the lion canning that's going on over in South Africa, where basically they breed the lion cubs up to 2 years old and they're in enclosures, and then you have the hunters from America, Great Britain, Europe, and they come over and they just shoot them. And that's why they call them canning, because they haven't got anywhere to run, and because they're so used to humans, they come towards you, easier shot. So that's what canning's all about.
Because
they want a trophy.
What happens to them afterwards?
It's a trophy.
So they take the animal home, whatever.
And it's big money.
For
people pay a lot to have a head
of
a lion on their wall.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
Artwork, perhaps.
Yes.
That's what they would define. I wouldn't, but hey. No. But it shocked me, what you were telling me in the car on the way over this morning, is that people pay to go to a petting.
Yes.
And may not know that what you're doing is you're funding this.
Yes, you are. And unfortunately, a lot of these parks in South Africa lie. You know, they say they're not, these animals are not being canned. But they are, and they're being found out. In fact, on Friday, when we're in London in South Africa, there's going to be a huge group be at one of the lion parks there and protesting because they know
it's going on.
So I'm hoping it will.
So there'll be a bigger voice. Hopefully, yes, we can get it over.
And it'll be all over the world anyway. The march isn't just in London. It's in South Africa. It's all over the world. We all join together.
Good.
One voice.
But I just I'm quite emotional about that.
Well, we're going to be in front of the South African embassy, so that's going to be quite interesting.
We'll be safe.
And we'll probably roar. Mm. We did last
time. Well, I did have, Sue. I had the track here. I was going to play Roar by Katy Perry. I thought that was quite appropriate.
Yes.
I was going to have, we had Bangra Nights, and we were going to have a little bit of Indian music playing along. But hey, obviously not meant to be, Sue.
No.
So we'll just roar ourselves.
But the but the exciting thing is I was approached to do a t-shirt design of the White Lion. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
On Friday I'm hoping to see that actual design on the t-shirts will be there. So all depends on what happens.
Make sure
week.
You walk across if there's any media there, make sure you walk across to get on the telly.
Point
at the t-shirts.
Yeah, look. Hello, Mum.
Yes. This is my, you know, not hello, Mum, but buy my t-shirts and go to a good cause.
Well, I'm actually taking some of my keywings down because I'm doing a bit of market research as well.
Good stuff.
All for a good cause because there's only 7 wild white lions.
7?
Yes. There's more lions in captivity than there is wild now in South Africa alone.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I also wanted to pull up on is you mentioned about how the link with, you know, killing, if we keep killing off animals and having all this sort of, you know, for fun elements. I know that there are certain cultures where they are, you know, part of their living is to live off the land and that incorporates animals too. But in general, we're talking about this type of aspect where it's like a trophy. It's some sort of fun, in inverted commas, activity. Yeah. But you were linking in with how actually, you know, by killing it, effectively damaging or hurting ourselves.
We are, really, because we're not thinking about the ecology. If you don't have your predators, then it's going to affect everything else.
Mm.
You know, and it's proven in Yosemite National Park. They had taken the wolves out, and everything went to pot. For a start, you have a lot of elk there, and they had a little bit too many elk because they didn't have a predator.
No,
and it's actually a brilliant film if you get a chance to see it on YouTube. It says about the wolves bringing in the back the rivers because it actually affects the rivers, everything, and they cut down the you know obviously the elk by, you know, their predators. But it's all about everything.
It's balance.
And food.
Yep.
And the thing is, if we don't look after our predators, we're really not looking after ourselves because it's going to affect our food.
Mm. So it's amazing, actually, for, you know, to start to realise this link, again, going back to sort of the food chain, etc., but it all needs to be there, this natural balance in life. You know, too much of that, not enough of that. Again, it's whether it's our own nutrition or, you know, the planet itself. So, it's fascinating stuff.
Well, I think it's something that we really need to get back into the schools about the ecology and, you know, our future generations.
The education aspect so they understand it.
Yes, definitely.
Because I also think it's good for people, you know, needing to understand it so that we also have people, if you're out there for, raising money or doing something for a cause, you also know why. You really understand it then as well, which is fantastic.
Well, that's the point we're trying to bring it across.
So we need to watch out for Sue on Friday or maybe just be quiet for a moment and hear if she can, if we maybe hear the roar from London all the way down here in Kent. And of course we've got Sunday, Mother's Day on Sunday. So we've got all sorts of things going on this weekend. Now the book hopefully maybe be out next year. Because you're going to do some illustrations as well.
It's going to take a while to do that.
Great. And the title will come.
Yes.
But you are also involved, and some of you listeners may remember in the early days of our shows, Wendy Watson, who is a fantastic reflexologist based out of Canterbury. That's
Sandwich.
Right. But does she do Canterbury stuff as well? She's been across to...
Well, it's Sandwich. More,
mainly Sandwich.
Sandwich, Deal, Eastry.
all over, really. I'm sure she could go.
Burtington.
Oh, near me then. That's great. And Wendy, she's a wonderful lady. We had her on the phone talking all about things, and how she does foot readings as well, which I still haven't had one yet, but I must sort that out.
Yes.
Wendy, hello. I think she might be listening. So hello, Wendy. But I know that you've worked with Wendy on a few things, and some events.
Yes.
And before we disappeared today, which is in about 10 minutes. One thing I want to make sure we get out there to our listeners is, as always, we have events and we like to promote what's going on either locally or further afield.
Yeah.
And I know that you've got there's a few things going on that people may or may not be aware of. So yeah. You've got your little list there.
I've got my little
Jan would be proud of you.
Yes, she will. I even got a book.
Oh my goodness. And a pen. Wow.
And a pen.
So yes, Wendy is actually doing something.
Yes, actually this Saturday she will be in Eastry. Uh-huh. There's a new salon, Bliss, opening up.
It's a great name.
Gemma, who is opening the place, she's been established for well over 10 years. And has found a new premises, so they're opening
great.
It up. So you'll be able to meet Gemma, her new staff, and Wendy, who will be her new reflexologist.
Yep.
And you can have 20% off all booking.
Wow.
Made on the opening event, and Wendy is offering 10% discount.
Brilliant.
So come along to that.
So that's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday.
And that's Eastry. Have we got an address, postcode?
I've got postcode, which is CT130HE. Eastry High Street.
30H3E. That sounds a weird postcode. Let me write that down. CT13.
Yeah, OHE.
Okay. Oh dear. Hello. Oh, sorry, listener. I think I'd best go back to India. Sorry.
Yeah, it's right next to the bakery at Eastry High Street. You can't miss it. It says you no need to book. Come along, have a glass of bubbly.
Well, hey. That could just be some lemonade if it's not alcoholic. You don't drink. Yeah, you know, everyone. Yes. Courses for courses.
Yep.
So if you want to get to meet the wonderful, famous Wendy, then get down there. Yes. We need to get Wendy back in the studio.
Yes, we
need to get a good chat with her and see what she's up to.
Yeah.
What other? You've got some other events there as well.
Yes, I have. Again, on Saturday, there's an event at Newington Community Centre. It's a psychic fair. And it's from 2 to 7. That's in Ramsgate. There's going to be many stalls there consisting of arts and crafts, crystals.
Wow.
Wands. You'll have mediums, tarot readers, people like Kathy Bew, Nathan Baker, Geraldine, all quite well known around the area.
Yep.
Yeah. So they'll all be there, so come along to that.
Great.
As I say,
is there an entry fee on the door?
Usually there is. I'm not sure what that is. But I don't think it's a huge amount.
It's not huge, yeah.
No.
Okay, great.
And that's on, as I say, from 2 to 7. And then the next one is just looking on the 19th, which is a Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. It's at Burtington Village Centre, Alpha Road. And again, that's a psychic fair with Estrella Events.
Oh, Estrella Events. Yes, I was actually one of their stall holders for one of the events they did. Oh, it must be. I think it must be 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I was there and I did a little thing on stage, a little ditty, you know me, on future life progression, which is one of my little tool kit. And yeah, it was a great event, actually. A great afternoon and then into the evening. So there's some fantastic events.
And
Sue, will you give me all of that and I'll put it all on our Facebook page.
Wendy will
listener.
Probably be there as well. I think she's going to be at the psychic fair in Burtington. So
great.
She'll be there too.
So if you are local to Burtington in Kent, that's near Margate. If you're travelling from wherever you are in the world and you're going to be in Burtington in Kent, then maybe you can get along, or even one in Newington that you mentioned earlier as well, which is near Ramsgate.
Yeah.
So great stuff. We'll get all the details and I will post that up on Facebook later on this afternoon, this evening, so you can have a look. And if there's any links to websites or any Facebook pages, we'll put that on and tag that as well for you. And we'll tag Wendy in those mentions as well. So if you haven't been along to see Wendy Watson, you can then have a look at her Facebook page, and also she has a website. You're doing it off by heart. So, Wendy.
First feet.
Tweet me, Wendy. Tweet me, and I'll give it a shout out. So yes, we'll put all of those on there. One of the other ones I wanted to remind people, there are a few spaces left, but Abby Careford, I spoke about earlier, she's the lady that brought this dream of running retreats, yoga retreats in India, brought it to life last week, and I had the pleasure of being one of 20 that were there. And she is back just before, but we have the spring solstice on the 21st of March. And to sort of celebrate that, she's organised a workshop on the 21st of March, and it's going to incorporate yoga. She's going to do a lot linked with the theme of spring and the spring equinox. But she also has brought in Clifford, who I can't remember his surname, but he's based in Ramsgate, and he is... he works with sound, and I went along to one of his sound bath experience. You can go along, which is, no, you don't get in a bath of water, which is what I thought it was. I said to my colleague, do I need to take a swimsuit? And she said, why? I said, well, it's a bath. Do I need? No, Angela, she said, it's just bowls, different singing bowls, different sounds. Yes. There's also gongs, marvellous stuff. So she's actually going to have him there, and he's going to do some work with us. So that may be a meditation. Yes. But he has some huge singing bowls. It's just, you know me, Sue. I walked in, I was like, oh, I want this room. I want everything that's in it. Very musically based, and it's wonderful. So if you want to come along to that, I will post it on our Facebook page. But if not, have a look on Abby Careford, yogawithabby.com, I think it is, or .co.uk. I will double check for you, listener. She's got a few places left, but it's going to be a whole day. There's going to be some vegetarian food by a local person who's going to provide the food. I think there's going to be a little bit of education in about the food than what we're having. Because I had, Sue, you'll be proud of me, in India, we had an Ayurvedic cooking lesson. So I learned how to make vegetable biryani, vegetable curry, and some other words. I can't remember the name of them, but they're written in my book. But actually how to prepare it. So it's great. I've come back with, he actually laid it all out on a little camping stove, and we all then sat on this long table, and then he would produce for example, the vegetable biryani or the vegetable curry, and he would then explain from scratch how much oil, da da da. So we had all our notebooks. We were all there busy writing how many of this, how many of that, how long to cook it, and then serve it. And then we actually ate. We were all fed afterwards. All of that. You just imagine this, listener, 2 hours, a cooking lesson. So we explained how to cook this food. So a bit like a MasterChef tutorial going on. Then we get a plate of food, too much to eat. £5.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's just amazing. Gone. Just amazing. Well worth it. You know, it's like over here, you wouldn't get it for a fiver, would you?
And the food would taste a little bit different.
And the food was tasting different. Obviously, much more organic. And people are like, oh, India, they talk about, you know, certain upset stomachs that people can get. No problems. Fine and dandy. Brilliant. And good flight back. So, yeah, I was up and raring to go this morning. I had a very deep sleep last night, but up and raring to go. No jet lag. So all good stuff.
Good.
So, yes, if you want to, you might need to book, get your place booked for the 21st of March. So I would really encourage you to get booked ASCP. She is intermittently online, Abby. So if you do send her an email or you request to know more before you book, then she will get in touch with you. But just give her a few sort of, you know, a day or so. She's not instant because of the Wi-Fi out there isn't always great. Although our hotel where we stayed, which was the Hawa Beach Hotel, Hawah Beach Hotel, or Beach Resort as they call it, fabulous. Couldn't do enough for you. Absolutely fabulous.
Brilliant.
Now, what else have I got? Don't forget this Sunday. I did mention it earlier. It's Mother's Day. So if you do have a mum, and just spoil her, treat her, look after her, say thank you for all that she's done for you over the years. And it's time for payback, and in a good way.
Yeah.
Remember that film, Sue, Pay It Forward?
Yes.
Boy.
Yeah.
Very emotional film. But actually also a great film. And in respect of Mother's Day. And I do get a bit caught up sometimes. I don't know about you, Sue, but I get a bit caught with the whole, like, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. It sometimes can get a bit, you can get easily sucked into the hype, and you can spend a fortune quite easily because there's this demand of, right, Mother's Day means daffodils, lunch, roses, so everything, the prices go up. You don't have to do any of that. Just Just rock be up, there. Go and see your mum.
Yeah.
Maybe go out for a walk together. You know, take her out for a nice stroll. We've had some lovely spring sunshine, I noticed today. So it's just, you know, being creative doesn't necessarily, and sort of spoiling your mum doesn't yes. have to necessarily be spending a fortune, going to somewhere expensive restaurant. It can just be being in the true sense of the word.
Yes, definitely.
With your mum.
Yes.
And giving her a hug.
Yeah.
Because there's those of us out there that may not have a mum physically yes. here anymore.
Yeah.
And again, for those, I speak from the heart with regards to my dad, but the same aspect of maybe just spend a quiet moment.
Yes.
And reflect on the happy memories that you have as a, you know, as life with your mum.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do something. Yeah, light a candle. Maybe go and stare at a flower in a garden and just sort of just remember mm-hmm. and send those good vibes and those good wishes.
Yes.
That it doesn't have to be an emotional, tearful sadness. It can be a joy, can't it?
A celebration.
Yeah. We've got some notification on Twitter. What's going on Twitter? Who have I got here? Oh, Carol Macy. We've had Carol on. In fact, I'm talking to Carol because she's up to all sorts of things. And I'm going to get her back on the show because we need to get our listeners updated. But hi, Carol. She says, great program. Sorry I missed the beginning. Don't worry, Carol.
So did we.
It's a bit, yeah, we weren't here either. It was all fun and antics. So, Carol, don't panic. If you want to follow Carol on Twitter, it's Take the Rainbow is her Twitter handle. Fabulous.
Love
absolutely
that.
Fabulous yeah. Handle there. Carol Macy, another coach. Wonderful stuff. She works out of the Abbey Place Clinic in Faversham, which, again, we've also had Marcia and a couple of her people on the radio show from Abbey Place because there's a variety of treatments and various hypnotherapy, reflexology, all sorts of things you can have up there. And as I say, Carol Macy works out from there as well. And I've utilised their rooms for some of my future life progression sessions. So, yes, hi, Carol. Thanks for tuning in. Now, I'm not going to play any music because we're about to go offline. It's just whizzed past. No. I know it whizzes past normally, but today has been a little bit more challenging. I rather would not like to repeat that one. And so we apologise that we've not been able to have our chosen music. I'm literally going to have... What have we got to play out with here? Oh, actually, it's quite good. It's called Legs. Okay. ZZ Top. One of my, I quite like this. So we can headbutt. So we can kick our legs high.
Uh-oh.
If you want to listen to the antics we got up to earlier, don't forget that Listen Again with Channel Radio, it will be up soon on there. It will also be repeated this Thursday at 12 o'clock noon. And, of course, we're back next week with the party. 2 years
can't
old.
Wait.
Take care, everyone. Have a great week. Bye. Thank you.